From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Oil from the Deepwater Horizon spill in the Gulf of Mexico is unlikely to reach Miami or the Florida Keys anytime soon. That's according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. NPR's Jeff Brady is in New Orleans and says NOAA is downplaying reports that tar balls could arrive on southern Florida beaches in coming weeks.
NOAA oceanographers have examined wind and ocean conditions from previous years and say a scenario could develop that would send oil toward the southern Florida coast, but those conditions aren't present in the Gulf right now. Coast Guard Admiral Paul Zukamp says oil from BP's blown-out well has stayed out of the loop current that could carry it toward Florida's southern coast.
We've had as many as 16 tar balls recovered in that loop current, analyzed, and none of that oil has mapped or matched to the Deepwater Horizon. So it's being monitored daily.
Those tar balls could have come from a variety of sources, including leaks from ships and other drilling rigs, or just oil naturally seeping from the ocean floor. Jeff Brady, NPR News, New Orleans.
It's not expected to be a very festive July 4th holiday along much of the Gulf Coast. Mississippi resident Pam Thompson says tourists have stayed away from areas usually thronging with vacationers.
Everybody's afraid of the oil. Everybody's afraid of the oil and the dispersants and the smell. They're all afraid to come down here.
A shift in winds today could send more oil toward fragile shores in Mississippi and Louisiana. Following a relatively brief ceremony in Kabul, General David Petraeus is in the midst of his first full day as commander of U.S. and international forces in Afghanistan. As the BBC's Quentin Somerville reports, he's facing a mounting Taliban campaign.
At a simple ceremony at the headquarters of the International Security and Assistance Force in Kabul, General David Petraeus assumed command of the 130,000 troops from 40-plus countries who are fighting the war in Afghanistan. This is a formality. The general started work the moment he arrived here on Friday. He takes command as the 9-year war is in one of its most difficult phases. Last month saw record losses for foreign forces. 102 were killed.
The BBC's Quentin Somerville. Israel's cabinet is giving wider powers to the commission investigating the deadly raid on an aid flotilla bound for Gaza in May. Two experts will be added to the panel, which will also be able to hear witness testimony under oath. The committee's chairman had threatened to resign unless the panel's powers were extended. He'd also wanted the commission to have the power to recommend sanctions against Israeli political and military leaders. One of Shiite Islam's highest religious authorities has died, Lebanon's Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Mohammed Hussein Fadlallah. His influence extended to Central Asia as well as the Persian Gulf. This is NPR News. In soccer's World Cup semifinals, Uruguay faces the Netherlands Tuesday. Germany and Spain play Wednesday. Meanwhile, former South African President Nelson Mandela is helping to ease the heartbreak of Ghana's young World Cup soccer players, who failed to make history by becoming the first African team to reach the semifinals. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton has the story from Johannesburg.
Ghana's Black Stars received red carpet treatment in Soweto after a nail-biting penalty shootout loss to Uruguay put them out of the World Cup Friday night. Sowetans cheered and applauded the Ghanaian players as they got down from their team bus with the words, "The Hope of Africa," painted on the side. Anti-apartheid campaigner and ex-wife of Nelson Mandela, Winnie Madikizela Mandela, welcomed the Ghanaian squad to her Soweto home. Later, Mandela himself held a private meeting with the Black Stars at his residence in Johannesburg, which was closed to the media. The Nelson Mandela Foundation issued a statement saying Ghana's players represented Africa well and could return home with their heads held high. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Johannesburg.
The city of Cleveland is calling in the big guns in an effort to get basketball's LeBron James to stay with the Cavaliers. Actresses Betty White and Valerie Bertinelli from the new TV show Hot in Cleveland make a play for him in a new video.
He's the best basketball player on the planet.
LeBron, please stay.
I'll make it worth your while.
Six NBA teams are courting James, engaging celebrities and other enticements to lure him away from the Cavaliers. He's expected to announce his decision, worth millions of dollars, to himself and the winner next week. I'm Barbara Klein.